Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Air National Guardsman in the U.S. northeastern state of Massachusetts arrested in the leak of highly classified military documents is expected in federal court as the U.S. Justice Department prepares to outline the criminal case against him. Jack Teixeira was arrested by heavily armed tactical agents on Thursday following a week-long investigation into the disclosure of highly sensitive government records. The alarming breach exposed private assessments on the war in Ukraine and other top national security issues. Ukrainian troops have been forced to withdraw from some parts of Bakhmut in the face of a renewed Russian assault on the ruined battlefield city, Britain said on Friday, with Moscow pressing to achieve victory before Ukraine's expected counteroffensive. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
The Ukrainians have been hit with particularly intense artillery from Russian forces in recent days. It's according to the British military in its daily briefing note on Friday, which said Moscow has, quote, re-energized its assault. Ukrainian forces are said to have made orderly withdrawals and still hold western parts of Bakhmut, but face significant resupply issues. The assessment from the British military says that Russia's Ministry of Defense has improved its cooperation with the Wagner Group mercenary organization, a major force in the battle.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda. Muslim worshippers packed Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa compound for noon prayers on the fourth Friday of the holy month of Ramadan under heightened Israeli police presence. The prayers ended peacefully amid simmering tensions and a year-long escalation of Israeli-Palestinian violence. This is VOA News. Cameroon's journalist trade union has condemned the threatening of two journalists in northern Cameroon who are calling for government protection after witnesses say a mayor publicly threatened to kill them for investigating corruption in road construction contracts. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yandui.
Journalist in Cameroon says Sali Babani, the mayor of Marwa, a city near the northern border with Chad and Nigeria, publicly threatened several times this month to kill reporters there. The mayor's threats of violence against the media come less than 2 months after two journalists were killed in Cameroon. The mutilated remains of Martinez Zogu, a popular radio announcer and journalist, were found January 22 in Yaoundé. Police arrested 20 people in connection with the killing. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The top negotiator of Yemen's Houthi movement said peace talks with Saudi Arabia had made progress and further discussions would be held to iron out remaining differences. In a significant confidence-building measure, the conclusion of talks in the Yemeni capital Sana'a was followed by an announcement on Friday from the International Committee of the Red Cross that the warring parties had begun an exchange of nearly 900 detainees. Saudi Arabia, which leads a coalition that has been battling the Iranian-aligned Houthis since 2015, is seeking a permanent ceasefire deal to end its military involvement in a war that has killed tens of thousands of people and left millions hungry. U.S. President Joe Biden often gets admirers waving as he drives by on tours and friendly crowds applaud his speeches. But the reception does not compare with the overwhelming adoration he's getting in Ireland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Expect more of the same when the president wraps up his visit by spending a day in County Mayo in Western Ireland, where his great-great-grandfather, Patrick Blewitt, lived until he left for the U.S. in 1850. The locals have been abuzz for weeks with preparation for Biden's visit. It's a dynamic that most of Biden's predecessors have also faced. The world abroad tends to love American presidents. Back home, Biden's approval rating is near the lowest of his presidency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Armed police were deployed outside France's Constitutional Council on Friday ahead of its key ruling on whether the government's plans to lift the retirement age are in line with constitutional rules. The changes have spurred huge protests, but President Emmanuel Macron says the French must work longer or else the pension budget will fall billions of euros into the red each year by the end of the decade. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.